With that, we'll open up public testimony on House Bill 1169. Welcome, Representative Mike Jaspers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. The reason I have my computer here is one of the main proponents of the bill, Kevin Keppert from the SDSU Research Department, is out of town in quite a sense. I guess he's over in Russia right now. And he's been having a dickens of a time getting here. He was able, we took testimony on the House side via phone. He got caught up in the blizzard and stuff. So I think with your permission, I have it keyed up on the computer. And after my testimony, if it works or whenever it's appropriate, by you, Mr. Chairman, I would like to play his testimony. He can explain a little more of the situations that have been happening and the situation that SDSU is in concerning this bill. So I'd like to make a few remarks first, and then whenever it's appropriate, according to you and the committee, I guess. First of all, House Bill 1169 is here because of a situation that has been hitting the area of biotechnology and research within the ag industry, similar to the situations that the fur industry has seen in years past. And that is that opponents to agricultural biotechnology have resorted to destruction of private farmlands and field trials conducted by state universities and colleges and other persons. And they do this in a means of protesting the technology. And these unlawful actions have endangered the safety of farmers and researchers, have caused millions of dollars worth of damage, and more importantly, probably, have impaired the advancement of this important technology by destroying the research. We all know crop production cycles go on yearly cycles, and so it inhibits and impairs and definitely slows down the advancements of any technologies by these destructive acts. As I mentioned, SDSU has a stake in this. Some of these groups have SDSU on the hit list, so to speak, and so it's of definite concern. I'm not aware of any acts as to this point in South Dakota, but they are nearby now, and we want to address this issue. First of all, I want to talk to a few. We made a few minor amendments on the Senate on the House side before we brought this bill over to you, and just kind of to explain them a little bit and maybe the history of them, so you, that may help answer some questions. The bill as it. The main guts of it is really all in the first sentence, how it works, and that these are for willful and knowing acts. So when somebody willfully and knowingly, in other words, a terrorist-type attack, destroys and damages is the situations we're going at. We wanted to make sure that the owner would have the ability and his ability or her ability to do things with their own production and research wouldn't be hindered, so we included in no person other than the owner. The other than the owner was an addition. The last sentence of Section 1 was added at the request of the Department of Ag. We had discussions with them, and the for instance was brought up of what happens in the case of where, for example, a fire needs to be stopped, and you need to get vehicles across a particular piece of land in order to stop a greater harm, and so we added the last section in there to assist in the explanation when it would be used in a reasonable and prudent manner. We also, at the request of SDSU, included animals and organisms. The bill was originally drafted with just crops, and the only other change was on the title. We originally had it listed as a penalty. And penalty always perks up the ears of legislators as looking for what else that includes. And really, this is a civil remedy. So we changed that from penalty to civil remedy to really relate what the bill really does. So with that, like I said, I have the testimony from the head of the SDSU Research Department to give a little more explanation, and also there are other proponents here.
Representative Jaspers, why don't we see how the technology is working today and key up.
All right. Well, live with love from Russia, here we go. It's about 6.5 minutes long.
My name is Kevin Keppert. I'm the director of the Agricultural Experiment Station. That's an arm of the land-grant universities in charge of agricultural research at SDSU throughout the state. I'm also the Associate Dean for the College of Agriculture and Biological Sciences at SDSU. and I've been on the faculty at SDSU since 1986 as a forage agronomist primarily. Since coming into the office about 2.5 years ago, we have been becoming more aware of our activities in biotechnology. We've been doing some transformation work on our own here at SDSU, both with animals and with plants, so using transgenic animals as well as plants. Most notably, many of you may be aware, and it's been in the news, about SDSU partnering with Monsanto in order to provide Roundup Ready soybeans that are adapted to South Dakota's special conditions out here in the western fringe of the soybean region. Roundup Ready soybeans are important to growers of our 4.3 million acres of soybeans last year in South Dakota. 68% of those acres were planted to Roundup Ready, a transgenic biotechnology type of soybean. After it was announced at a press conference that we had come to a partnership with Monsanto, within about a month we learned from a private individual that works for the American Sheep Industry Association. One of his tasks is to keep track of some of the bioterrorist groups out there. He called both Dean Chalik and myself to inform us that on their website we were on the target list of a group called the Earth Liberation Front. This group, if you've seen 60 Minutes during the third episode in January, there was a feature on the Earth Liberation Front. They've been active even lately in January 2001. They have a whole host of things that they get involved in. One of them is to try to hold back urban encroachment, for example, and they've burnt down home developments on Long Island and in Illinois and other places. They've done damage to property of the USDA Forest Service by burning down some of their facilities. Also in January, they burnt down an office building of, I believe it was Boise Cascade, a logging company out in the Pacific Northwest. So they target them because of logging activities and utilization of the nation's and private forests. They've also targeted ski resorts in Colorado. Vail, Colorado has constructed some new ski lodges, and because they believe that encroached on habitat for the Canadian lynx, they did several $1 million worth of damage in Colorado. On the university side, they've caused some damage as well. Kathy mentioned, they've done some damage at the University of California in Berkeley and other places in California. Most notably to me, on New Year's Eve of 1999, they firebombed the laboratory of a scientist at Michigan State University. This particular scientist was targeted by them because she accepted a $2,000 grant from Monsanto to enable her to attend a conference. And so I think that the hundreds of thousands of dollars that they caused because of that it certainly outweighs what this individual might have, any kind of support she might have gotten from Monsanto. They've done some vandalism as close as the University of Minnesota, so they are nearby and active here in the northern Great Plains. They are supposedly affiliated, based on information that I've gotten from the American Sheep Industry Association, believed to have early roots with another related group called the Animal Liberation Front, who has also done quite a bit of underground type of vandalism and damage. Their claim is that they have a good track record because they haven't killed anybody. That tells me that, well, yes, they may not have killed anybody, but they are certainly endangering people's lives. That doesn't make them any less criminals. Their activity is clearly of a criminal nature. And also, another thing that it tells me on the flip side of that is evidently they do a lot of homework before they come in and do a lot of damage. They come in and assess the situation. They have a target. They'll do a good job, evidently, of assessing the situation. They operate in very clandestine groups, so they're hard to identify and track. The FBI is having difficulty identifying who they are. Evidently, they operate usually at night. They cover their clothes with other clothes and cover their shoes with socks so that footprints can't be easily ascertained. They operate with night vision goggles and go out and destroy field crops, greenhouse crops, laboratories, things such as that. So based on that, and based on the fact that I haven't checked the website their website today, but I did check it about a month ago when I learned that this bill was going to be coming forward, and SDSU is still on the target list because of their cooperation with Monsanto. And I do want to point out on the soybean side with Monsanto that we've received no funding from Monsanto. All we received from Monsanto was the gene, the dollars used for development of those varieties. Those Roundup Ready varieties are provided by checkoff dollars from our own growers. So our growers have a tremendous investment in what we're doing for them. I support this legislation and open to any kind of questions that you might have.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. He said he's open to questions, although we might have to get the phone lines up to Russia today. But that was his testimony in front of the House Agriculture Committee, and I thank you for your indulgence and for allowing that.
Thank you, Representative Jaspers. We have time to stick around if there are further questions. Further proponents of House Bill 1169. You sure may, Ms. Sanders. Senator Haynes, you thought we ought to have a little higher tech means of information transfer?
Oh, I thought that was really cool. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm Kathy Zander, Executive Director and Lobbyist for the South Dakota Agribusiness Association. And we found out that Kevin couldn't be here. We went to LRC, and that was their idea about how to use a computer. So that was pretty neat. You're receiving one handout and then a copy of another one that's going around. The copy that you'll get is a map. We've been asked by our national association, the American Crop Protection Association, to introduce this legislation. Several states are working on this. One state has already passed it. 11 other states have introduced it, and about 20 more intend to introduce the legislation. Ours is proceeding faster than a lot of the other states because of our shorter session. But again, most states dealing with this technology are looking at this type of legislation. as Kevin and Mike talked about, the problem with Ecoterris is a growing problem. If you look at the handout I passed out, on the second to last page, the Earth Liberation Front is listed. They were in Minnesota and Michigan, so they're getting close, and that's the group that Kevin Kephart is concerned about. Again, as you know, SDSU is doing some biotech research. This body appropriated them $100,000 last year to do the research, and we hope that you'll support the legislation, and I'll be around if you have any other questions.
Thank you. We'll hold for questions. Further proponents.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Brenda Foreman. I'm registered lobbyist for South Dakota Association of Cooperatives. A lot of the issues have already been covered by the three previous testifiers, so in short, I would urge your support of the bill because it does protect our farmers, our universities, and our agribusinesses as they look at working with biotechnology and using it for our benefits. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Rick Valerie. I'm a registered lobbyist for South Dakota Wheat Incorporated, which is an ag producer group. We as well support this legislation, and part of the reason is that wheat is the commodity that is probably going to be the next biotech commodity to be looked into. And we look at this legislation as very futuristic. The future in agriculture and the different commodities is going to become very identity preserved or very specific. And with the type of biotechnology that is happening now, we are probably close to finding, or at least getting closer. I'm not saying we're going to say finding, but we're getting closer to the research that can help human health. There is definitely opportunities for heart disease and diabetes and research in cancer cures, or at least preventatives, that are coming through the biotechnology realm. That's why this legislation is very important, and we urge your support.
Thank you. Further proponents? Further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1169? Any opponents? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing. Oh, excuse me. Do we have questions of proponents from the committee? Senator DeHealy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess maybe Representative Jaspers, is this 1169 modeled after any of these other states' proposed legislation, or is this all creative language? I mean,
Mr. Chairman, if I could, I'd like to defer that question to Kathy Zander. She'd be more qualified to answer that than I. Give you a more thorough explanation.
Mr. Chairman, yes, it is model language that all the other states are adopting. And we've had those two slide amendments as that were requested by the Department of Ag and SDSU.
Mr. Chairman, if I might.
Heard to hear you.
And those two amendments that went on over in the House
committee
just involved Section 1.
Would you like a copy of the amendment?
Yeah, please. Thank you.
And then, Mr. Chairman, if I may. What also was amended on the House floor that we, on Section 1, on line 1, we entered other than the owner, because there was some concern that if there was some damage to a cornfield, that there would be a problem.
Further questions? Seeing none, we'll close to committee discussion and or action. Senator Simmons.
Make a motion to pass.
Motion to pass by Senator Simmons. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Hange. Any discussion on that motion to pass?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator DeHealy.
Thank you. I'm kind of, maybe it's a question of the sponsor, and my apologies, Mr. Chairman, but I'm kind of wondering about the liability and the reference to damages in the bill. And I guess my concern is the way I read the bill in Section 1, there's an outright statement that's on lines 8 and 9, any person who violates this provision is liable for twice the value of the crop, animal, or organism damaged or destroyed, period. It doesn't say anything about the production, research, testing, and those kinds of costs identified in Sections 2 and 3. And I guess what I'm wondering about is if we have potentially an inconsistency in the damage section. And I guess my question is, why didn't we reference those costs, Kathy, into Section 1 so as to remove any doubt that what we're asking a court to do, if an individual is found guilty or found to be in violation of Section 1, what we really want to get at are the research costs, do we not?
I think that's in Section 2, but maybe that's...
Well, it is, Mr. Chairman, but it seems to me that it would certainly strengthen and remove any doubt on the part of the court as to what damages can be awarded. Maybe if they can answer it, that would be good.
Representative Jaspers.
Sure. Thank you, Senator DeHewitt, for the question, too. And that question came up in committee on the other side, too, and I believe, if I remember right, the Attorney General's office was there, and I'm not a lawyer, so I'm relying on, and part of that when I was listening to the testimony again, too, is that that would... be taken into account. Let's just say if I have a field that's just a field corn, it's pretty easy to value that because you can go to a local elevator, wherever, find out what the price is. But here, that price, the value of that crop will be taken into account, the amount of research that's gone into that, And so that number, that would be the number assigned to the value of the production that's destroyed versus just the market value of the typical commodity if it was just regular production. I'm not sure if that's getting on track of exactly what you're asking for. You know, if there's $1 million worth of invested research into this year's worth of production that's going to advance that technology, that would be the price tag on that that would be used. Is that, am I getting at the right thing?
Thank you, Representative Jaspers. I understand what you're saying. It's inferred, in other words, and the Attorney General is saying it's inferred in the verbiage in Section 1. And I guess if everybody's comfortable with that, maybe that's fine. I don't see what harm it does to spell it out in Section 1 so that when you're essentially when you're suing somebody for doing this, there's no question as to what you can ask for in terms of your damages. But you know, other than making a minor amendment to Section 1 to clarify that, I don't see any problem with Sections 2 and 3. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Further discussion on the due pass motion. The only comment that I would make as a sponsor of the bill is, in dealing with the European situation where this is really a problem, I think it makes only good sense that we try to deal with it up front and before it becomes a bigger problem in the United States than what it is. And I think this is at least a good start down that direction. And maybe we'll need to even shore it up more in the future, but certainly it will put us down to a good start in trying to deal with the situation. So with that, I would hope that people would be supportive of the due pass motion. Further discussion? Hearing none, the question before the committee is a due pass motion on House Bill 1169. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Hewitt?
Aye.
Steve McDonald?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Todd Monkers?
Aye.
Arrighty?
Aye.
Stagger?
Aye.
Haney?
Aye.
Steve McCurry?
Aye.
Motion carries 8-0. House Bill 1169 will go to the floor. Do pass.
Mr. Chairman, is that too complicated to be on consent calendar?
I will entertain the motion.
Move
to be on. I'm seeing a shake of the head, no. So we'll hold that.
Okay, we'll move on.